Today was a good day, huh?
Yes, yes. I had a great day today.
What was this toast for?
We are toasting to the fact that I, Bria, bought a new purse.
And I will call that purse Alger, because that's the most...
Wait, which purse is Alger? The new one or the old one?
The old one.
Yeah.
Because it was really hideous. And no offense to anyone named Alger, but that's the most hideous name I've come up with. So, anyway, her purse was greenish-blue.
It was teal. If that's what you call greenish-blue, it's teal.
Okay, it was faded teal.
It wasn't, okay.
Faded white teal, and it was peeling, and...
It was peeling.
It looked like it needed to be thrown in a dumpster. Toast, once again, to my lovely wife getting a new purse.
And I will say, it took me a couple weeks to find my new purse. It's really cute, by the way. And we got it on sale. Plus, this random lady gave us a coupon, so I got an extra $10 off. So, shout out to her for being a blessing, and I will pay that forward. But, yes, my new purse is fabulous. If you follow me on Snapchat, you saw the, what's it called? The funeral for said purse. It happened on our balcony.
Okay, and we dedicate this song to this purse. Though I'm missing you,
my strength and my pride. Only God may know why. Still, I will get by.
So, what happened this week?
We're in Walmart. Tess made us go to the big Walmart because the other Walmart doesn't have honey.
Pause. Every Walmart is big.
The neighborhood Walmart is not as big as the super Walmart.
Only because they don't sell honey at the neighborhood Walmart. Like, what's up with that?
So instead of going to Walmart that was 2 minutes away, we went to the Walmart that's 5 minutes away. And when we were pulling up, we saw our enemy. Well, my enemy.
Our arch nemesis.
Okay.
And who is she?
So, I don't know if every Walmart has this, but the Walmart we go to has the section. There's like a little store where they sell cruises and vacations.
Cruises for like 50 cents.
So, I mean, who wants to take a cruise that's sold at Walmart? I mean, really. So, maybe it was like 3 weeks ago, the girl, she basically cut off my path so I couldn't walk unless I signed a paper with my email address and my phone number. So I signed it, you know, quickly with a fake email phone number. You know, it's like, I don't know, it's like a pathological liar. Like, I signed it really quick and it was
She thinks I'm a feeder.
Yeah, I really do. Thank you. So, the next time I saw her, she was like, are you going to sign up again? So, I'm like, what? So, then I just started running away. I just ran.
She ran out the store.
Sprinted to the car.
Usain Bolt speed, you know?
So, then today, today we saw her going in Walmart.
Yes.
But then, we were checking out. All was good. I didn't see her. And then, I turn around after we check out, and she just appeared.
There she is.
Out of nowhere.
So...
Then
Bria proceeds to skip out the store.
I just skipped. I don't know why I skipped. I just didn't know what to do.
Like a white unicorn. She just skips out the store.
Because I'm like, she was not there 5 seconds ago. And then I turn around and she's standing there in the middle like a creeper. And it's 8 o'clock. Like, why are you there anyway?
Yes, like, does she work like 12 hours a day trying to sell those creepers?
Like, she's always there.
Yeah, it's creepy.
So, that's happening today. Weekly Walmart drama. I don't know what to do about her. We always park on the same side, too. It's really our fault. Ugh, I don't know how to hide from her. She's crazy.
Maybe we need to go on the other side of Walmart.
Yes, we do.
Or maybe we need to go to the Walmart that's like 20 minutes away.
Maybe I should. Maybe I just should get used to running out of Walmart.
Okay, I guess it's time for the next segment. This is sponsored by my Dell Studio laptop that decided to give out on me.
So, you know you're not ready for kids when one of your favorite YouTube bloggers starts talking about her pregnancy and talking about spinal cords and spines growing and your baby turning into a fetus or whatever. And then you want to throw up. Like, you really, like, get sick. You just turn off the vlog. You're just like, you're done. You can't do that.
Just hearing the word kids makes me want to throw up. I'm sorry. Like, it just doesn't do it for me. You know, like, I think I could wait a few decades, I guess. So,
yeah.
I'm lying, but not anytime soon. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're on the same page on that one, but I mean, my nephews are adorable. The drool is kind of gross, but I've gotten used to it. But just, ugh, it's and creepy.
Thank the man upstairs. I don't get any pressure from my family whatsoever. So
turn up.
Thank you, fam.
Yep, my two nephews are enough work for my family too. I love them though. Okay. Oh wait, Tess, what did you tell me earlier?
Oh yeah, she talks about her nephews like at least 10 times a week. So. 10 times a day, I'm sorry. So today I decided to put a quota on that. So she can only talk about her nephews 3 times a day.
Well, so. No, you gave me 5 earlier. You can't limit me to 3. Well, that's just too little.
I just subtracted.
Okay, well, I'm going to do 3 right now. Alex and Adrian are the most adorable children on the planet. Adrian is Spider-Man, and he is thebomb.com. He's going to be an engineer. And Alex is going to be an engineer, too. He's also going to be a football player because he's already tackling me. So there's my 3 for the day. Woo, woo, woo. I love you, kiddos.
I just want to add that Alex is a very strong. Like, he punched me, and I thought a grown man punched him.
Yeah, Alex is super. I don't think he knows his strength either.
Yes.
Like, oh, they're just so cute. Okay. Thank you. All
right. So,
I'm done stalking them.
Okay.
I love them well, so much.
This next segment is sponsored by Strongman Alex.
Yeah, I love it. Because if you don't know, now you know.
And if you don't know, now you know.
Okay, I'll go first because my queens of the week, yes, black women who are doing it and doing it well. The first one is 15 years old, and I will preface this by saying my younger sister, Faith Danielle, is the number one teenager in the world, but this girl gives her a run for her money. Whatever, Tess. So, Love Asunaga.
Not a drink to that.
Whatever. Love Asunaga, hope I didn't say her name wrong, is a 15-year-old who's senior who scored perfect on her ACT, SAT, PSAT and AP exams.
Wow.
Perfect. I mean, I could have borrowed a couple ACT points from her. Mm. But yeah, go girl. Go girl.
What did you find this?
For Harriet.
Not on CNN.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I found it on a black-owned, black-written, black publication. Yep.
Shout out to Harriet Tubman for giving us this news. Harriet Tubman?
No, it's, well, For Harriet is inspired by Harriet Tubman.
Shout out to For Harriet.
Yes, and okay. Shout out to Kimberly Foster for starting For Harriet because we wouldn't have known about exactly. This without her.
Exactly.
Girl, yes. And next is, the next queen is Jacqueline Davidson. She was promoted to the Jets, the NFL Jets, the football team, for my non-sporties out there. She was promoted to Jets Director of Football Administration. And she's basically one of the highest ranking NFL executives that is female.
Mm.
And not only is she female, she's a black woman with natural hair. Mm. Killing the game. Killing the game. Killing the game. I need to make a song. Huh? I need to make a song.
No.
But yeah, she's a boss. And she started off as a lawyer. Like, she was an intern in the legal department, but she was a lawyer in, I can't remember, but I want to say it's Alabama. And like, you know, in the courts or whatever. So, yeah, now she's in the NFL doing it and doing it and doing it well.
Well, I don't really have that cool of news, but...
because
I think I should have won first. Huh?
No, because the sooner you give out the greatest information ever, the better.
Okay. Well, for those of you who don't know me, I was a history minor, and I really couldn't find any news this week, so this is what I dug up. This past week marked the 70th anniversary of the bombing of these Japanese cities, Hiroshima and Nagasaki. On August 6, 1945, U.S. aircraft Enola Gay dropped Little Boy over Hiroshima, and it killed about 14... I'm bad with numbers.
You are bad with numbers.
It killed about 147,000 civilians and troops. And 3 days later... They dropped another bomb over Nagasaki, killing 40,000 people. It may sound like bad news, but this effectively ended World War II in the Pacific. Today, the two cities have a combined population of 3 million people in one of the most advanced countries in the world. So, shout out to the Japanese. I plan to see you guys one day because I just love everything about that country. I love the anime. I love the culture. I love the food. Sadly, It costs about $40,000 to get there.
It costs $40,000 to get their test? Really? Yeah,
but I'll get there soon.
I want to go, too. I've always wanted, you know, little fun fact about Brea Nicole. I actually wanted to study Japanese in college. Mm-hmm. But, you know, budget cuts, it's Louisiana, and education is always at the bottom of the list. But beside the point.
Hey, don't talk bad about my state.
Really?
Yes.
Really? You weren't even born here? You are not even of this state.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway, yeah. I wanted to, you know what? You don't even like it here. I wanted to study Japanese.
Southside bottom.
Foes up, right? So I wanted to study Japanese, and budget cuts, like the semester before I was going to study it, they cut it. It was the last semester they had it. So I decided to study Chinese. So that's, you know, a little sad fact about me. But yeah, so basically I want to go to Japan too. I want to go to Tokyo. My little sister actually just was in Japan to visit our dad. And she didn't go to Tokyo. I'm kind of sad. But if she did go, she didn't tell me. But yeah, I want to go soon.
Okay, I have other news.
I just wanted to tell the people a little fact about me.
Okay. In other news...
Hater.
My favorite football player, Jerome Bettis, a.k.a. The Bus, played for the Los Angeles and the St. Louis Rams. And he also played for the mighty Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, God.
My favorite team in the world. Anyway, he was inducted into the 2015 Pro Football Hall of Fame. So,
really? The thing today?
Yeah.
That's cool.
So, congrats to The Bus.
So, what team? Why did they call him The Bus? I guess he run over people?
Yeah, and he was like monstrous. He's like 240, 250.
What position he play?
Play running back. He's the Bus.
Running back at 240?
250. Yeah.
250 still? Yeah. That's huge. How many pounds is Eddie Lacy? Like, he's that big?
Eddie Lacy is like the digital age Bus.
What does that mean? He's like the same, as just as good or something?
He's like the Bus nowadays. He's like the millennial Bus.
That's interesting. Let's see how many pounds Eddie Lacy is. He is... 229 pounds. These dudes are huge. Yeah.
So look up.
Look up Jerome Bettis?
Jerome Bettis, yes.
Everything that's going to come up is like his Hall of Fame thing today, probably.
Sadly.
Oh, he's 5'11". That's kind of tall, huh? Yeah, they don't say how tall, how many, like how fat he is.
Okay, we're getting off
track. Oh, wait, hold on. He's 255. Jesus, huge.
Yes, the Bus. Okay. Give me music or give me...
death.
You're not supposed to say that. You're supposed to say death. Give me death. So, who you got this week?
I have somebody that Tess introduced me to because clearly I don't know music as well as he does. Her name is Tink, and she was one of the XXL freshmen of 2015, and she's pretty badass. She's a rapper and a singer all mixed up in one, and she's like good at both. She's not like one of those people you gotta put on auto-tune if she wanna sing real quick. So yeah, I really appreciate her. And this is her freestyle, like her XXL freestyle. Apparently everybody has one, so.
Ooh, if I ruled the world, I buy you like 23 Bentleys. I put some shoes on McKinley. I go to Africa to put a water well in each city. I'm thinking, ooh, if I ruled the world. I built a school in Chicago, open it just for the brothers. Just to turn around and only hire people of color. We thinking, ooh, if I ruled the world. I put the game in the coffin, too many dicks in the office. Get the people some real tea like it's a party in Boston. I be the Nas and the Lauren. We out here worshiping foreigns. Too busy being influenced. Forgot the reason we do it.
And my artist is Dizzy Wright.
Dizzy.
I don't think he... endorses that. Okay. But anyway, quick history on Dizzy. He's from Flint, Michigan, but grew up in Las Vegas. He's signed to Funk Volume, and he released the second album on May of this year, The Growing Process. Just like every other rapper I listen to, he's just conscious and, you know, good vibes. Unfortunately, 2/3 of the album is about, blowing that reefer, you know? Yeah, so if you pick up that album, The Growing Process, check out False Reality and God Bless America. Here's a sample.
She was dying on the outside. Baby was growing on the inside. Bringing a new life into this life. How did it get this way? Dealing with these petty thugs that rather hit every club instead of giving their baby mama belly rub. Childish things. Like about a lot of things. Like trying to get close to bad bitches. Not knowing we putting down our queens. We don't even notice all this drama we call. Look, if you don't know nothing about holla love, brother, you don't know nothing at all.
So, anything else you'd like to add, my dear?
I would like to add, you know, today's a good week. You know, a good week. So I'm going to put this on the podcast so people that listen can keep me to it. I am going to try to work out consistently for 2 straight months, basically until my birthday, well, both our birthdays. And so that way Tess can buy me these awesome workout pants I saw at Lady Foot Locker. I need y'all to help me stay strong because I want those pants. I want to be fine too. Like, I mean, I'm already good looking, but I want to be like really good looking. So yeah, please help me keep this to it.
I can't even add any more to that. All I got to say is rest in peace, Olga.
Yes. Tweet me encouraging things at Curly Scribe. I need the motivation.
Rest in peace, Olga.
I'm not going to lie. Olga kind of sagged a little bit. She sagged. Like, she was like, basically the purse was to my kneecaps. Well, come back later. Follow me at Curly Scribe on Twitter and Instagram.
Follow me at Tessalon, T-E-S-A-L-O-N-F. I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram. Holla at me.
Baby bag mama.